there's an agency in the federal government that very few people know anything about. It's called the National Security Agency. This agency was created in 1952 by President Truman by executive order, supposedly in order to streamline intelligence agencies, so the president might have a little more control. Since then, the National Security Agency has grown to be a monstrosity. I've been writing on this agency for over 20 years, watching it grow and grow and grow as much as we can find out about it. We don't know how many employees it has. We know that maybe 40% of the employees are military. We don't know its budget, although we do know that it's probably one of the most highly funded agencies in the federal government with billions upon billions of dollars. Now, the National Security Agency, which is there to basically screen phone calls of terrorists and foreign enemies, has turned inward and is now basically collecting information on every American citizen. But now it has a new crown jewel. This facility is being erected in the small town of Bluffdale, Utah. Rising out of the desert landscape, the Utah Data Center is a $2 billion monstrosity designed to house a network of computers, satellites, and phone lines that stretch across the world. It will serve as the hub of the National Security Agency's vast spying infrastructure. It's five times the size of the United States Capitol. It's the clearinghouse and the depository for every imaginable kind of information, whether private, non-private, any kind of communications. Anything that you do electronically is going to be recorded. They'll know what you eat, who you talk to, your text messages will be screened, they're all going to be put in an electronic file. And here's the thing, folks. If as a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old, you do something incredibly stupid on Facebook, making a weird pose or pretending like you're smoking a marijuana joint, just pretending. Years later, if you want to be a judge, a federal judge, when you are before the nomination process, all those records are going to come up, even the books you've purchased over the years, maybe online now because everything's electronic. Everything can be used against you. Incredibly, it is estimated that the NSA has collected at least 20 trillion, let me say it again, 20 trillion phone calls of American citizens since 9/11. And when all everybody was complaining about Bush and the warrantless wiretapping and stuff the NSA was doing on American citizens, President Obama was criticizing all that. He came into the office, but lo and behold, President Obama is just as bad as George Bush. As Yale law professor Jack Balkin notes, we are witnessing the bipartisan normalization and legitimization of the national surveillance state. Obama has systematically adopted policies consistent with the second term of the Bush administration. Everything that George Orwell wrote about, or Aldous Huxley wrote about in A Brave New World, is coming to pass. As I've said, it looks like the government is taking George Orwell's book, 1984, and putting it into practice. One thing that we have to understand is, and I'm not impugning anybody that works for the NSA or their agents, there are good and bad people in every governmental body. What I'm saying here is, and we have to understand this, technology has essentially become autonomous, and technology has become ideology, the ideology of control. Besides all these gadgets that the NSA has, you have to realize the government has mobile body scanners that can go by your home and watch us. So what we're becoming is the watched society. There's two classes of people now, the non-watched and the watched. Sooner or later, though, the non-watched are going to be the watched, and I'm talking about government agents. You're not going to be able to get away from it. So privacy, as we've known it, is going to be lost. And folks, I think it's already been lost. So what can we do? You should be screaming at your so-called representatives. How come they're not telling us about these things? They're not alerting us. We're finding out about it from former NSA agents. Why are they not having oversight on this? Why don't we know how much money these people are spending? How come we don't know how many employees they have? This is supposed to be a government governed by the Constitution and rule of law. There's supposed to be transparency in a democracy. Well, folks, it looks like we don't have a democracy.